7:24, we move on now to a conversation about the state of the startup sector. Managing Director at Endeavor South Africa and member of the SA Startup Act Steering Committee, Alison Collier, joins us for this discussion. Thank you so much for your time.
Great. It's wonderful to be here and very much looking forward to the discussion.
You know, this conversation about the state of the startup sector goes hand in hand with the way the small, medium enterprise status in this country is concerned, and a fascinating one to have. If we are talking about the state of startups, we are also talking about some companies that are fully fledged and standing on their own, but they're still referred to as startups. So let's define this terminology of a startup sector.
Sure, and I think it's a really important topic or item to define before going into the conversation. So when we're talking about startups, it's really a subset of the broader small business category. Mm. And startups are businesses that could be anything from, I want to say, as little as 1 million rand of annual revenue, but all the way up to, you know, more than a billion rand of revenue. But, you know, what are the key characteristics of a startup is that they're driving their growth at an incredibly rapid pace. Like, typically the growth of these businesses, their revenue growth is north of 50%. Mm-hmm. They're creating an incredible amount of employment. So typically the employment also sits, you know, well north of 30%, and they are actively raising capital. Most of the startup businesses raise once every 2 years, or the South Africa startup businesses. And they're reinvesting all of that capital to drive more growth, to create more jobs and drive more revenue.
And it's quite exciting. Pardon me for interjecting there and jumping in, because it's a conversation that we should be having in terms of grading progress within the sector, and even more important, why we are asking about the state of the startup sector in South Africa. We often hear that there isn't enough support for some of these businesses, but what you are explaining and defining is that there's slow progress, but we are getting there. And let me just generally ask about where South Africa stands as a status for what would be a status quo for the startup sector.
Sure. And I want to say, so South Africa's startup sector is definitely, it's a healthy sector, and it's a sector that's growing, and there's increasing interest in the South Africa startup sector from the international community. But that being said, if we look at where South Africa is today versus where South Africa was 10 years ago, mm. relative to, for example, our African peers, Nigeria, Egypt, Kenya, mm. If we call out, say, in 2008, South Africa and Mauritius, we were jointly in first position across the African continent, mm. and in the top 50 nations globally, you know, for when evaluating the ease of doing business for startups.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, today, South Africa's fallen out of the top 50 globally, and, you know, other peers in Africa like Nigeria and Kenya have moved up many spots. Like, Nigeria's gone up 20 spots. And then where that's coming from is not because South Africa, we don't have the opportunity mm-hmm. to create these startup businesses and have a, you know, a startup ecosystem that's growing at even a faster pace than what it is today. It's more that there are a handful of policies that we have in South Africa that just put additional roadblocks and hurdles mm-hmm. in front of these startups that don't exist mm-hmm. in, you know, many of the international markets, and also some of our, you know, African peers like Nigeria and Kenya. And hence, mm. you know, albeit doing great work, it's just more costly on a relative basis to establish these businesses here.
I totally understand that explainer, and it brings me to my next question about what is it that needs to be done at a policy and regulation perspective, particularly around that sticky terminology of red tape being removed and making that climate more conducive for even more participation.
Sure. And I want to say, just on that point of reducing red tape, you know, it's really wonderful to see the new role that's been created by a South African government for Sipho Nkosi to head up a team, the red tape, you know, team in the presidency to look at how and where they can reduce red tape across the South African government. I mean, what does this mean for startups? It means, you know, generally speaking, less paperwork, and more importantly, actually, you know, startup teams are lean, so they don't have many resources. So it means that those resources that, you know, would otherwise have been focusing their time on completing, you know, documentation and doing work related to red tape, now those resources will be focusing on driving the revenue growth and driving the growth of the business, which is ultimately what drives, you know, more growth for our economy and just, you know, more jobs and revenue and capital into South Africa.
Absolutely.
I want to say, just building on that more specifically, there are a handful of policies that regarding exchange control that relate to startups. And when startups are, you know, growing very successfully here, majority of the startups that are being built in South Africa, they're not being built just for our local market.
Mm.
They're always being built with the international market in mind.
Hmm.
And just going back to the first point that we discussed, the definition of a startup, they're businesses that regularly raise capital to drive this, you know, incredibly fast-paced revenue growth of 50%, 100% a year.
Yeah.
And the international VC market is, you know, over $600 billion. Our South African VC market, which invests in these businesses, it's growing, but it's less than 1% of the global VC market. And so what does that mean?
Hold that thought, because
okay.
I'm out of time for news headlines, but I'm interested in ventilating this conversation even more, because we also have a call from Kaugelo who has a question. For now, Nhlanhla Sehume has the latest.
Thank you, Dumisang. Good evening. In stories making headlines,